And on RN, this is Books and Arts with Michael Cathcart, where it's time now for Top Shelf with writer Leanne Hearn. That's the pseudonym used by the much-loved children's author Gillian Rubinstein when she's writing her fantasy novel set in feudal Japan. Her Tales of the Otori series has sold 4 million copies worldwide. For Top Shelf, Leanne Hearn shares her top five works.
Hi, my name's Leanne Hearn. I'm an Australian writer who was born in England, and these are off my top shelf. When I was a child, I lived near Oxford, and my parents used to take us to the theatre. The first show I remember seeing was The Mikado. I fell instantly in love with theatre when I saw it, and went home to write my own opera, which I called The Opera of the Flowers. Ever since then, I've always loved theatre. Next, in my childhood reading, I think probably Robbery Under Arms was one of the books that had the most influence on me. By Rolf Boldrewood, it's set in Australia, in South Australia, and I had no idea at the time that I would end up living there for 30 years. I remember weeping passionately at the deaths of Jim and Captain Starlight, so much so that my usually not terribly sympathetic older sister said, "What's the matter? What's the matter? Shall I go and get Mum?" And I said, "No, Captain Starlight is dead. It's so sad." When I was 17, I saw the film Hiroshima Mon Amour, which made a huge impression on me. I went to see it with a friend who I was staying with for half term. We told her parents that it would be very good for our French to go and see it. I think they were rather astonished at what we all saw, but I never forgot its themes of memory, love, and loss. Maybe my interest in Japan springs from that movie. Next, when I was at school, I had a terrible stammer, and one of the ways that my teachers thought I would be cured of this was by having elocution lessons. So I learnt a lot of poems at that time, which I would then stammer out to my elocution teacher very painfully. And one of them that has always stayed in my mind is The Runaway by Robert Frost. Once, when the snow of the year was beginning to fall, we stopped by a mountain pasture to say, "Who's colt?" A little Morgan had one forefoot on the wall. He shuddered at us, and then he had to bolt. And so it goes. And I still love that poem. And still, when I hear the lines, "Once when the snow of the year was beginning to fall," it sends shivers down my spine. So my final one is a Japanese influence. My Neighbor Totoro, the film, Tonari no Totoro, from Studio Ghibli. I think this has had an enormous influence on my view of nature in Japan. The realization that to perceive beauty can be a narrative ending to a story, and that we all live in this perilous world in which the innocent can suffer and the guilty are not necessarily punished. When I was living in Japan, I stayed in an old house not unlike the one in My Neighbor Totoro, and sometimes at night I would hear something rustling under the veranda. It was a tanuki, which to me was like seeing a mythical animal like a unicorn. I was so excited that I was actually in this world of nature that I'd seen so much of in Studio Ghibli films. And those are the influences on my writing.
The writer Leanne Hearn with her Top Shelf, and she's just published the first of two books set 300 years before her best-selling Otori series. This first one is called Emperor of the Eight Islands, The Tale of Shikanoko, and it's published by Hachette. On RN, this is Books and Arts.